episode of the Strandcast. My name is Jasmine Ng, and I am one of your co-hosts this year. I'm so excited to be making this podcast. I'm alone in the studio right now, so we're just going to have some fun. But I will get some administrative things over with right now. I would really like for any of you guys listening to consider contributing to our podcast through story time. If you have a real or fictitious story you'd like to share, I encourage you to email us at thestrandcast@gmail.com. You will not regret it. Send me a winky face, as I said last week. Well, actually, no, maybe don't do that. I might appreciate it if you put into some kind of context that makes sense. But overall, yeah, just keep it light or keep it dark. If you want to keep it spooky themed, I am totally for it. Well, we're just going to have some fun today, seeing as, again, I am alone in the studio. I thought I might talk about something that we all kind of might relate to. If you don't relate to it, then I actually might count you as lucky. Please tell me if you don't struggle with this. Yeah, so let me not keep this vague. Let me get back into the specifics. So one of the things that I've been troubled by in my youth, as if I am an old geezer now, one of the things that's troubled me is perhaps having art as a recreational part of my life, as a hobby. See, I've always been a dancer. I started dancing and doing ballet since I was 4. And I also, at an early age, started playing violin and French horn. So music and dance have always been a very big part of my life. I've also really liked writing in the creative sense and also in a journalistic sense. Running newspapers, contributing to other publications. All this, all these hobbies have been a big part of my life, but I've never really figured out how to incorporate them in a way that I feel like I'm getting the most out of each thing while also keeping up with my science studies. So there's a big difference between, obviously, being a professional at something and being a hobbyist. It's hard sometimes when you have a talent, wondering whether or not you're good enough to turn it into a career. I think that there's a lot of this culture built up around turning your talents and hobbies into something profitable. We see a lot of people on YouTube who have amazing talents. They're great pianists or great singers. They're people who are passionate about dance, about filmmaking. There's just so much out there that people are making and putting online. People who usually wouldn't have a platform suddenly finding fame through the internet. And, you know, in a way, it kind of heightens our exposure to more talented people, makes us wonder, do you think that maybe I could also do this? And you know what? Honestly, I think that considering all the talented people that I know, I don't think it's entirely impossible. I think that a lot of people could really make it in doing things professionally, making art professionally. But it comes to a certain point where you wonder, well, if everyone is so talented, I mean, I think that everyone I know is very talented, why are they not recognized in the professional field? Like, why haven't they put out their first YouTube video? Why haven't they joined a dance company? Why are they not part of a huge, huge orchestra? I think it's so hard sometimes now that we have this seed planted in our heads that we should capitalize on every single talent that we have. We can't really relax when it comes to our hobbies. Suddenly, we're just practicing for some end, you know, trying to make some money off something. So, you know, this might just be just a huge misconception. Maybe we need to rethink the way that we view our talents. Like, you know, not every dancer needs to become part of a company. Not every musician needs to join a band or an orchestra. Not every writer needs to be published to be a writer. I think you can see this also when you grow up a little bit. Well, for me at least, I don't know, maybe you guys have already seen this and I'm just late coming to it, but I've met a lot of adults, as if I'm not an adult, but I've met a lot of people much older than me who have a lot of talent and experience. They have an original voice, and they don't really do anything with it. I used to think they didn't do anything with it. You know, I used to just think, why will they work a day job and then they just do these things outside of it? You know, like, this person is a great singer. They've never done anything with it. They don't go and put on concerts. But maybe that's the non-rock star life, and maybe that's healthier. Like, maybe we don't need to really make everything that we're good at into something we can profit off of. I think maybe sometimes we get really caught up in trying to achieve a glamorous lifestyle, you know, in which we really desire the recognition for our hard work. It's hard sometimes to continue creating art when you see that it's never going to be seen or heard or read. Like, what do I really accomplish by writing something if no one reads it? But maybe there's just something more to life than trying to pay your bills with your art. I think maybe sometimes becoming an accountant and just being really kick-ass at, I don't know, oil painting is a perfectly good lifestyle to lead. There's no way to really define what your hobbies and your life trajectory are going to be. Like, maybe they will coincide. Maybe your arts and crafts YouTube channel will eventually just suddenly take off and you'll have 3 million subscribers. But maybe it won't. Maybe you'll just be bullet journaling for the rest of your life. But maybe that's good, because then you'll fulfill yourself in a way that no one or nothing can, you know? Sometimes maybe it's a feeling of just expressing yourself in a healthy way. Maybe it's not that other people will see your art, it's that they will see the person that you've become by expressing yourself through your art. Like, when we release our emotions in a healthy way, in a creative way, maybe we just become better, fulfilled people. I don't know. These are some thoughts that I've had. I'm not entirely sure how lucid they are, but I'm hoping that maybe some people out there will understand what I'm feeling, what I'm going through. As I've gotten older, it's gotten a little bit easier. Well, I'm also not so bad because I get to have the privilege of being on a podcast. I have a platform. Even if I don't think anyone really listens to it, there is some merit to having a platform. And so I thought that maybe with this platform I would share with you my experience. Maybe we can talk about yours. Let's turn this into a bit of a conversation, right? I think maybe we can bridge some gaps just by talking about our experiences. Let me know what you'd like to see on the Strandcast. I am totally open to suggestions. I don't even know exactly where we're going with this, but if we can make this into a collaborative project, I think that's how we're going to succeed. Give us a listen the next time that we post. We're usually on SoundCloud and on Facebook, so please tune in. Send us a story at the Strandcast email, and yeah, we'll see you next time.